What's happening locally? The news.
And you know what we say on this day of the week? It's our midweek look at some of those things that are relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health for this Tuesday reports 371 new cases of COVID-19 and one death. In the last hour, 6,785 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 5.5%. MINSA's figures indicate that since the start of the pandemic, 767,438 cases of coronavirus have been recorded and a total of 8,178 deaths related to the disease. The report also indicates that 2,236 active cases of COVID-19 remain in the country. Of these, 2,151 patients are in home isolation, 2,139 of them actually at home and 12 in the so-called hospital hotels. While those hospitalised, they add up to 85 patients. Of these, 77 patients are in the wards and 8 are in the intensive care units. At some point in Panama, a fourth dose against COVID-19 will have to be applied, said Panamanian scientist Eduardo Ortega Barria, who reiterated that the pandemic is currently under control. Ortega Barria, who is an advisor to the COVID-19 Panama Vaccine Research Consortium, stressed that the immune response to the virus is decreasing, whether the person contracted the disease or was vaccinated, in addition to the fact that the virus is mutating. "We're going to require a fourth dose without a doubt. The question is when," said Ortega Barria. "That is important because in the current situation in Panama that we have come out of the fourth wave of Omicron, the moment to apply a second booster, a fourth dose, is critical. You cannot do it too early because if you fail and an outbreak appears much later, you have lost the advantage of giving that fourth dose," he explained in statements. This was to Telemetro. He argued that vigilance should be maintained in the indicators to decide when to apply the fourth dose in order to have an advantage in restoring the immune response that will be had with this reinforcement. Ortega Barria stressed that the issue of the fourth dose has been debated in the vaccine commission created by the authorities and that it is agreed that it should be applied. The attorney in charge, Javier Caraballo, confirmed on Tuesday that the return of prosecutors Ruth Morcillo, Zulielka Moore, Aricio Mojica, Tania Sterling and Nathaniel Murgas to their work as investigative officers occurred after his office decreed a provisional dismissal of the complaint filed by the former Minister of Education, Lucy Molinar. Caraballo, when questioned by various media, reported that a provisional file of the investigation was given after not finding evidence that would prove criminal conduct. The official explained that this case had the testimony of the protected witness, Euro 14, who in a hearing revealed alleged pressure to testify against high-ranking officials of the Ricardo Martinelli administration. But the witness pointed out that no prosecutor intimidated him or forced him to declare in any certain way. Caraballo said that Morcillo returned to the anti-corruption prosecutor's office. Moore, who was in a prosecutor's office in San Miguelito, was sent to the sexual crimes section. Mojica went to the San Miguelito homicide prosecutor's office, and meanwhile Sterling is disabled due to ill health. While Murgas was designated in the Metropolitan Prosecutor's Office section of Crimes Against Property. The official explained that these relocations of prosecutors are due to the new management system implemented in the public ministry to optimize human resources and speed up investigations. The complaint filed by Molinar against the prosecutors for the alleged commission of the crimes of simulation of a punishable act, slander in legal proceedings, among others. Well, it was based on a statement made by Abraham Williams, also known as the protected witness Euro 14, who collaborated with the anti-corruption prosecutors in the cases of alleged corruption detected in the extinct National Aid Program, the PAN, and that would have been perpetrated during the five-year period from 2009 to 2014. Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares, arrested in New York for conspiring to launder money, tried to advance their sentencing hearing, but the prosecution opposed it because they are still reviewing relevant information from Panama and Guatemala. In a note sent on Monday to Judge Raymond J. Deary of the Eastern District Court of New York, the New York State Attorney's Office and the Fraud and Money Laundering Assets Recovery Criminal Divisions of the Department of American Justice opposed the request presented by the lawyers of the Martinelli Linares last Friday and listed three reasons for it. The note, headed by Prosecutor Breon Peace, points out that the manifesto of the Panamanian government is still under analysis so that it is recognized as a victim of crime in the restitution of the $28 million in Odebrecht bribes that were laundered by Luis Enrique and Ricardo Alberto through the U.S. financial system. The petition was formally communicated on the 10th of December of 2021 to the United States Department of Justice by the Office of the Attorney General of the Nation in its capacity as Central Authority of the Republic of Panama for the United Nations Convention Against Corruption and fulfilling its obligation constitutional right to defend the interests of the Panamanian state. Luis Enrique's allegation regarding his presumed membership in the Central American Parliament, Parlacen, is also being studied. The two brothers were elected alternate deputies in May of 2019, but they never took office and have never held office. Similarly, the U.S. government is gathering information on the circumstances of the year and a half that the Martinelli Linares remained detained at the Mariscal Zavala military base in Guatemala, awaiting extradition to New York. During all this time, the two detainees filed several appeals in different courts and instances to avoid being handed over. Well, now, the lawyers claim that the almost 17 months that they were in Mariscal Zavala be recognized as time served in the sentence that Judge Deary will dictate. The defense attorneys intended to advance the sentencing of their clients for the week that begins on Monday, the 25th of April, even if it were a joint and by video call, but the prosecution indicated that it already has a full agenda to attend to other criminal matters until the 6th of May. Therefore, the reading of the sentence remains on the originally established dates. Ricardo Alberto's will be in a hearing on the 13th of May, and Luis Enrique's on the 20th of May. The two sons of former President Ricardo Martinelli Barrical remain in the Brooklyn Federal Detention Center without bail. The National Police and the Public Ministry managed to dismantle a criminal organization of Costa Ricans in the province of Chiriquí. 10 people were arrested for their alleged involvement in drug trafficking and money laundering activities. The operation, called Quixote, was carried out from 4 a.m. on Tuesday, the 12th of April, and it was executed by the National Police of the province of Chiriquí and under the coordination of the Superior Specialized Prosecutor's Office Against Organized Crime of the Public Ministry. Seferino Villarreal, head of the 4th Police Zone of Chiriquí, highlighted that among those apprehended is an alleged ringleader and three other citizens of Costa Rican nationality who maintain a red notice issued by Interpol at the request of the Costa Rican authorities due to their links to drug trafficking. Meanwhile, the other six people of Panamanian nationality are related to investigations for money laundering crimes. For his part, Octavio Nicolau, prosecutor against organized crime, explained that among the more than 16 raids carried out in the districts of David and Boquete, they seized a firearm, magazines, ammunition and cash. Assets such as a farm, a finca valued at more than $400,000, four vehicles and technological equipment were also seized. It was revealed that today's results are the product of an investigation with data provided by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, in August of 2021. The project of the City of Arts, located in Corundu, has a physical progress of 84% and will be inaugurated at the end of this year, revealed the President Laurentino Cortizo after he toured the work on Tuesday, the 12th of April. The City of the Arts is being built with an investment of $55,227,345 and began in 2013, but it was received by the Cortese administration with 35% progress. The project was abandoned for 4 years without any kind of movement. In my administration, we have given a boost to its infrastructure, said Cortizo. The work is in charge of the contracting company Administradora de Proyectos de Construcción, SR, known as APROXA. At this time, the project is in the culmination of the structures and finishes and the connection to the public infrastructure networks. The 4 levels of the parking building have been built, and the theatre and the set of buildings are about to be equipped. The 7 buildings will house the National Symphony Orchestra and the National Ballet of Panama, the schools of theatre, dance, plastic arts, and the National Institute of Music, stated the General Director of Communication. In addition, the complex will have a cafeteria, exhibition halls, a library, a multi-functional theatre, and will house the headquarters of the Circle of Writers and Writers of Panama. Gisel González, Minister of Culture, explained that the place will be a convergence point for the arts. I imagine family Sundays to see the symphony rehearse outdoors. Panama will breathe culture and art, and this will become an icon of the region, said González. From this Tuesday, the 12th, going on through until Monday, the 18th of April, the Kiaros 3 Holy Week operation is going to take place, Panamanian authorities have announced. Members of the public force, health personnel, firefighters, Red Cross, emergency teams, lifeguards and the National Civil Protection System will participate in the operation in order to guarantee the safety of citizens, many of whom will travel to the interior of the country. At a press conference, it was announced that there will be a lane reversal operation starting on Thursday, the 14th of April, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m, heading towards the interior of the country. Meanwhile, the return operation to Panama City, which will be on Sunday, the 17th of April, will be from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. As for the general security operation, a total of 3,185 units of the National Police will carry out land, sea and technological actions. During Holy Week, the authorities expect to increase security in residential areas and the expansion of surveillance in businesses. They will reinforce security in Colón, Panama, West Panama, as well as in Coclé, Los Santos Foreguas, Comarca, Nagabe, Bugli, Chiriquí, and Bocas del Toro. And that's it. There we go. There's our look, our midweek look, our Wednesday morning look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.